Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, the head coach of the Beavers. Tom, you guys had an off week last week, but boy, much of the talk of hockey has been the Four Nations that wrapped up last night. We've had NHLers in the Olympics before, but to you, what made this tournament so special and so unique?
I don't know. Probably because they haven't had it in a while. I mean, you had the Olympics, obviously, a few years back, but it's been a while. The last Olympics weren't NHL players, so it's just probably, it's just been a while. It's probably the best way of putting it, and it's just probably something that they needed right now, and it obviously was a hit. I mean, I just read something on the way here on The Athletic. I think there was 9.3 million in the United States watching, and another 7.5 million in Canada, and they only have 40 million people. That's like 16.5 million people watch that game last night, so that's unbelievable. And the 9.3 million was the most since the 2019 Stanley Cup Game 7 final between Boston and St. Louis. So it was a hit. People were watching, and it was great for the game.
NHL didn't have an All-Star weekend this year, opting instead to just send their players to this tournament. And quite honestly, since Major League Baseball had a tie 20-some years ago, I think every professional sports league's All-Star game has been terrible. Can this become something that other leagues can use?
I would. I don't. And again, I don't know. I don't have all the answers, Schultzy. But you got to make sure too. You can't just now. This something like this can't be every year because that
loses its luster.
It loses its luster. So. Obviously, periodically, it's really good, and, you just got to have the gurus get together and figure out what they want to do and what's a good thing to do, obviously, mid-season. Conversely, I don't know how pumped up the teams are to have their guys. I mean, Charlie McAvoy's injured right now, and, Matthew Tkachuk is. So there's a lot at stake right here, too. So it's cool. Do you do it during the All-Star break, or do you do it, preseason? I don't know. I mean, the World Cup and Canada Cup used to be preseason, so I don't know, Schultzy, but it was great for hockey, and again, the viewership was unbelievable, and I know the hockey world loved it.
There was an awful lot of talk, especially last night. I was a little more invested last night than I was in the earlier games, but an awful lot of talk about where these guys played college hockey.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big plus for college hockey, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure, and again, it's going to, now with major junior kids, it's going to be, I mean, college hockey is going to be the place to go even more. So it's great getting that recognition, but that's going to be part of the. I think it's going to even get bigger and bigger as time goes on.
All right, you mentioned major junior guys. That's one change with college hockey. There's an awful lot of unknowns, and I don't want to get into this with you because, quite honestly, this could be a couple hour conversation. But fans want to Google. There's a lot going on in college sports, and what might change. Could be the house settlement. It could be roster limits changing. It could be scholarship limits equaling your roster limits, which means another 8 scholarships that teams have to fundraise for. What do all of these unknowns do for college hockey? What does it do for your recruiting? How has it changed how you're planning for the future?
I don't know. We're not a lot of us. Most of us, things aren't going to change. So, you can opt in, but opting in. Not a lot of, if you opt in, it doesn't mean you're going to have 25 scholarships is what I'm getting at, Schultzy. And I don't think that people are. And, the majority of this is obviously, we all know it's one sport. And then there's a second important sport. Other than that, there's a lot of moving parts to this that I have no clue about because I am not.
So why are all these other sports lumped in then?
Because they are.
It is a football and a basketball.
But they have to be. That's just the way it is with their, with their Division I and across the board, and they're opting in. They got it. It's just part of it, I guess. I don't know. I mean, Schultz, I don't know. But that's what's going on right here. I mean, I don't know how many hockey schools are opting in, and if they do opt in, again, it doesn't mean that if they opt in, they got to have the 26-man roster, but it doesn't mean they're going to have 26 scholarships is what I'm getting at. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I know it. I know a lot of them who are opting in. Their scholarships are staying the same just because they can't afford it. School can't afford it.
Yesterday was BSU's Day of Giving. I think days like yesterday are going to be more and more and more important as the years go on. I'm going to give you an opportunity. You've had a lot of donors yesterday. You've had a lot of donors over the years. Give a thank you to all those guys and people that have donated to your program over the years.
100%. And, again, many different ways of giving. Financially, we do the food sponsorships. There's golf tournaments. There's just so many different ways people give. And, and that's testament to our program because we have a lot of people step to the plate, not only alumni, but, again, friends of the program. And, and we really appreciate it. And we had another, you know, we had obviously again a lot of donors yesterday, and appreciate what they did yesterday, and it's pretty cool. And I think you're right, Schultz. I think you're gonna see more and more of it.
More with Coach Saratori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Saratori. 2 weeks ago at Tech, Tom, 7 combined power play goals were scored. That makes your power play number look pretty darn good, but that's going to put a dent in your penalty kill number as well. I started looking, and to me there's been more teams that are sub 80% on the penalty kill this year that I've seen. There are two teams right now that are over 90% on the penalty kill and over 20% on the power play in the country.
Who are they?
Holy Cross and Western Michigan. Quinnipiac is darn close. They're a whopping 34% on the power play, and they're at 89.5% on the penalty kill. So that's three. And that's kind of always been what your benchmark has been, is 90% and 20%. Any idea why the power play has just been king this year across the board?
I don't know, Schultzy. That's a good question. I don't look at the, national statistics like I probably should, but I knew that the PKs were down, and I don't know. I don't know, Schultzy. That's just a great question, because a few years ago, you know, you hardly saw a PK under 80, and we always want to be at 105. Our goal, you know, our combined special teams. That's kind of 105 was, you know, is the 100 or is the kind of the number that you want. You know, that could be like an 85 and a 20, Schultzy, you know, an 87. And I don't need to tell you that, you know that. But 105 is a good number, because chances are you're at 20% on the power play. And it's just good. It's good balance is what I'm getting at. It's just good balance.
Has there been one overreaching theme as to why you've given up the penalty kill goals that you have or not?
Not really. We've dissected it. Even in Tech, it was nothing structurally, and that's what's frustrating. And so you can show videos, but they score behind the net, or if there's a tip or a deflection, and or a double deflection like the 6-on-4, it's just weird. And sometimes it's just hard to put a finger on it. And but conversely, again, it's not good enough. It has to be better. And there's a reason, obviously, we're in eighth place right now. We've given up 20 power play goals, and again, that's, you can't do it. And if we would have given up 15, we'd probably be in two spots to three spots higher in the standings. It's that close.
On to Bowling Green. Ryan Stover's not playing this weekend, hasn't played in a couple of weeks. Their goalie, he's been really, really, really good. How much of their success has been his? Because his numbers have been downright gaudy.
Yeah, you always got to give credit to where credit's due, and that's the goaltender. But I always want to say, whenever you have good goaltending statistics, and we've had good goaltending statistics a lot here at Bemidji State, it's collectively a team effort. And you're good defensively. You got good puck management. You're unselfish. And you get good goaltending besides, and you got a good penalty kill, you know. So there's just like there's a lot of things that play into it, and that's just probably that happens all the time. So, I'm sure that's a part of that. Again, Stover, you got to give him credit, but you also better give, you know, the Bowling Green Falcons, you know, their team, you got to give them kudos as well.
Their top two scorers are on the same line. There's a bit of a drop off though between 1 and 2. You gonna line match any more or less this weekend, just based on those two guys?
We'll line match a little bit. There's no question we'll do that a little bit. And but again, sometimes you can't get consumed. You can't get consumed so much with line changing. You still got to worry about yourself getting into a rhythm.
I think I speak for all fans. I think we all hate the points percentage in the standings this year. Now that Augustana has finished their league schedule, I think it gets a whole lot easier for all of us. But How much of a challenge has it been for you guys of just kind of figuring out what everybody needs to do to get to where they want to be?
Honestly, Schultz, I've never talked about it. Not one time. I've never brought it up. I've never talked about it. And, you know, maybe where we're at, that's probably why. But, again, guys look at the standing. So I don't talk about that stuff.
Best of luck tonight.
All right, thank you.
Tom Saratori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.